This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, the nephew is here, and it's time for the prank phone call. What you got for us, nephew?
I got one for you, sir. This right here is you've been driving my car. You've been driving my car. Okay? All right, cat dog, if you would.
Hello?
I'm trying to reach Curtis, please.
Yeah, this is Curtis.
Hey, you the one worked at the hotel and you do valet parking?
Yeah, I work at the.
Okay, let me tell you something. You the one that parked my 750 BMW. You just took the change out of my car, the loose change I had in there, and you also done put 100 miles on there, and I know you the one did it because you the one I tipped you. You parked it, and then when I came back, you the one brought my car back, and I tipped you. I know you the one put them damn miles on my car,
hold
man.
Hold on, man. Hold on. Wait, hold on. Who is this?
My name is Jason, man. Jason.
Jason, how did you get my number?
I got your number from the hotel manager. I told him I needed to talk to Curtis, who do the valet parking, and they gave me your number. You the one put these miles, man. You put 100 miles
on my car. Hold on, I ain't put no miles on your car, man. That's all I do is just get the cars and park them. That's it. I ain't taking no change from nobody's car either.
You the one took my change. I had T.D. Jakes in there, in the CD player. When I got in there, it was Biggest Smalls or somebody in there. You the one was in my car. Man,
I don't even know how to work that radio in there. Man, look, I probably parked your car because I parked a whole lot of cars. Maybe somebody else probably took your car and drove it around, but I don't know.
How many more Curtises work at the hotel and do valet parking?
I work at the and do valet parking, but that's all I do is park the cars. I don't take nobody's car and drive it around the town or steal nothing from their car. I ain't no thief, man.
Hey, man, let me tell you something, man. I know you the one put these miles on here. You hear me? I know you was the one, man.
Hold on, man. Look, man. I'm on probation right now, right? So, I mean, I ain't got no time to be spilling nothing out about nobody's cars. I'm just part-time job, man, just parking cars. I'm trying to take care of me and my little girl. That's it. I'm telling you, if somebody did take your car and drive it around or steal something from your car, we can figure it out. You know what I'm talking about? If you just bring the car up and you just come and we can talk to the managers and figure it out. But I promise you it wasn't me, man.
Hey,
I
man,
promise you. If you should just go down and look at it, you know, we'll find out what happened with your car.
You the one did it, man. You the one put the 100 miles on my car. You had that red vest on. You had that name tag said Curtis. You pulled off in it, and you pulled back up in it. You the only one drove it. You was the one.
Hey, man, hey, lower your voice a little bit, man. Hold on, I can hear you.
No, I know you can hear me. You're going to hear me when I get in your though. You're going to hear me when I do that.
What the telling me?
I said you're going to hear me when I get in your because you put that 100 miles on it. I'm going to come up to that damn.
Hey, man, I told you, I ain't putting 100 miles in your car, right? I'm just, hey, man, you know what? I didn't steal nothing from your car. I ain't putting 100 miles in your car, right? I told you I'm on probation right now. That's all I do. I go to work, I park these cars, and I come home to take care of me and my girl, all right? I ain't putting 100 miles on your car, man. I ain't take your car. That's all I did was drove your car and parked it, man. That's it.
That ain't what you did. You threw the loose change out of there, and you also put 100 miles. It was like 104 miles extra on that car when I got back in it. Let me tell you something, man. I'm going to come up. When do you work again? When do you work?
Tomorrow. I work tomorrow night.
What time do your get there?
I'll be there at 6 o'clock.
Okay, then. I'm coming up there at 5:45. And guess what, Mr. Curtis? I'm going to deal with your little by myself.
Man, no. Come on. Bring your up to that job. that job and f*** you, dog. Bring your f*** up to the job. What kind of car you say you had again?
I said I got a black 750 BMW. I'm coming up there. When I get out of it, have your f*** ready. Here, Curtis, have your f*** ready.
Already. No, I'm going to be ready. I'm going to have my little verse on for you, too. It's going to say, Curtis, just bring your black f*** up there, because you sound like you're black.
Yeah, I'm black. I'm black, my car black, and I'm finna get in your black tomorrow.
Tell you, stop with me, dog. Today, right? I'm telling you, I'm trying to shit on my radio, but that paper, this job, it's I'm telling you, bring up there if you want to, dog. I'm telling you, it wasn't me, but I mean, you want to take it down, man.
I got one more thing I need to say to you, Curtis. You listen to me?
What?
Is you listening?
Yeah.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy TC, who do valet parking with you.
What'd you say?
Hey, Curtis, your homeboy that you do, is it another guy work there named TC that do valet parking?
Yeah.
Hey, man, this Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, he got me to prank phone call you.
Oh, man, I'm going to get that dog. Oh, Lord Jesus. Man, my heart was beat, man. My heart was beat so fast, I thought I was about to go back down. Oh, Lord. Oh,
you knew you was going back, Curtis?
Oh, Lord, I'm telling you, man, it was about to be over. It was about to be over. The first person I saw got out of it was about to get it. It was about to get it. I'm telling you.
Curtis, you got to be strong, man. You going to be strong?
For sure.
Be strong, man. Don't let nobody push your buttons and have you going back, man. Just be strong.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm almost off, right. You know. I'm going to keep it straight, man, you know.
All right, man. Stay strong. You got to take care of this little girl, boy. You can't go back in there.
Already.
All right. I got one more thing I got to ask you, man. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Man, that's Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
All right. Come on. Right after the holidays, you know I need it. You know I need some prank praise up in here. You know, been a minute. Had a little holiday. Y'all done got beside yourself. Come on, where's the prank and praise at?
We can't take off prank.
When we come back, you get back to praise pranking as soon as we get in here. Soon as we get back up in here. Get on your job. All right, I'm going to let y'all know where I'm going next, but I also got something for the crew that I think we should do together. All right, next stop is December 28th, that is the New Year's Comedy Jam. They call it the New Year's Comedy Jam. You got Lance Woods, you got Tony Roberts, all right? You got Bruce, you got Lunell, you got Red Grant, and hosted by yours truly, Nephew Tommy. That is in Washington, D.C., at the Daw Constitution Hall, all right? I think it's on sale right now. Guess up, big dog.
Yonko holds the record for the most sold-out shows at Daw Constitution Hall, Washington, D.C. Thank you, man.
That's what that was about.
So you know where you're at.
Okay. All right.
When you walk out there, just know.
In the venue.
Just know. Uh-huh. When you come through that curtain off to the right side of the stage, Yonko done rolled through there quite a number of times. Just
all right. Well, let's sell this thing out so we can catch up to the uncle. Yeah, Saturday, December 28th. One more time. Tony Roberts, Lance Woods, Bruce, Lunell, Red Grant, hosted by yours truly, Nephew Tommy, Daw Constitution Hall. Tickets on sale right now. So here's what I wanted to ask y'all. I think from, let's see, what's today's date? This is December 2nd, Carla? Is that what today is?
Today's December 2nd, Monday, December 2nd.
Can we do a diet together from now to Christmas Eve?
No. Hell no.
From now to Christmas Eve.
Everybody go on a diet between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Catch us in January, baby. Ain't nobody doing that. No.
This is the best time. We just got
eggnog is out.
Come on, Steve.
Cookies and desserts. Been waiting all year. Southern Comfort is for sale.
We just got to eat all this food. So let's just, we purge together. We die together.
Cookies, pies, cake. Man. It's dessert time with eggnog.
All English.
We wait all year for this. The answer is no.
No. All right, we're coming up.
Diet in
January.
Yeah. I'm going to eggnog a day, my damn self. With nothing.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.